Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello you! I have briefly woken from my winter slumber hibernation period to... No, who am I kidding? I've just got back from the 600 visit to the freezing cold park this week because there is nowhere else to take a hyper nearly three-year-old when absolutely everything is shut. And we spent the entire time telling her that no, okay, she doesn't have to go on the brand new scooter Father Christmas brought her, but then why did she ask him for it when she seems to have no intention of doing anything with it except putting it in places around our flat where I'm constantly about to step on it, slip and break things. Oh, this bit of the year here that's been known as the Merineum used to be so good for there not being anything to do, but it turns out that when you've had an entire year of that, its appeal really wears thinner than the Brexit deal MPs have just overwhelmingly voted for. That did happen. If you missed that, somehow the Brexit deal's gone through, COVID infections are rising, and there's been a viral video of a robot dancing, all of which have many, many complicated implications. I mean, the robot one, we all know, will result in an all-robot dance troupe on Britain's Got Talent in about 20 years, who will make a protest about the lack of rights for machines, which will result in 2 million complaints from viewers, and the fallout will eventually lead to the Matrix, though at least many of us won't care because we'll just be plugged in and won't have a clue what's going on. Anyway, so what I meant is that I'm just popping in. This is a little bonus podcast for me to pop in and say, look, there's going to be much, much time next year to look into whether the Prime Minister and water balloon rubbed in cat hair Boris Johnson, when he said the UK is having his cake and eating it, he actually meant that we won't be able to get cake from anywhere else and absolutely nowhere else in the world will eat ours. Or if when he said there's a light at the end of the tunnel, he meant we're walking on train tracks and we're about to get hit in the face by a massive, massive train. So the podcast will return fully in a couple of weeks with all of that sort of analysis and stuff and jokes about those things, and there'll be input from clever bods to explain exactly what the shit new deal means. Until then, let me give you my review of the year, which is simply one star, disappointing performance, far too long. While it was original to have such a large cast of villains, the plot was too over the top and rarely enjoyable. Still, it was impressive how much of it was done over Zoom. Right, and now you've had my words about 2020, it is a customary Parpol Broad tradition, as those of you who've listened for many years do know, that as the year doth close and a new one begatter, I am pleased to welcome back with his predictions of just what 2021 shall bring. Yes, it's that time again, though for him it is all of the time, all at once. It is none other than Newstradamus. Greetings, here and now, losers! It is once again I, the prophet, the foreseer so good he's a five-seer, the fortune-yeller, the astrologer, Newstradamus, the Paul-knowing. Yes, I know someone called Paul. What's it to you, nosy Rosie? And so, I return to you in your hour of need to once again tell you that the future is indeed bright, but only in the way that many have said they see a light during a near-death experience. While you have been adapting to the new normal, my incredible mind has traversed through time and experienced so many new normals that what you're currently going through will be referred to as the shit old new normal teaser preview trailer. And 2020 is referred to by many future scholars, historians, and people who wear glasses and look clever as, don't even talk about it, let's just pretend it didn't happen.
But while some may call me a soothsayer, I unfortunately have few soothing words for you as you all embark into 2021. Or, as many future scholars, historians, and people who wear glasses and look clever will refer to it as, oh no, not again, I'm not sure why I bother. All I can do is once again prepare you podcast ingesters. Oh, no, sorry. That technology doesn't come in until 2026, and it is delicious. Though I wouldn't eat that new one with Harry and Meghan if I was you, as it tastes of wee. I mean, prepare you podcast listeners by telling you what may come, or in the case of all 210 of Boris Johnson's illicit lovers that he'll fall into over the year, will not come, not even once. So, prick up your ears, because doing that will sadly be as enjoyable an experience as hearing just what 2021 will bring. Coronavirus will continue to spread throughout the globe for the entire year, mutating at least three more times until its final incarnation as a 40-foot virus particle with a face and stupid spiky hair. It will be invited on all of the panel and politics shows almost immediately, where it will tell everyone there's nothing to fear from coronavirus while simultaneously eating the other guests. America votes for coronavirus as their president after Joe Biden has an unfortunate accident trying to blow a child's balloon up, resulting in his body being turned entirely inside out. Kamala Harris is unable to become president despite being vice because the country realizes she's both black and a woman and decides they don't want to ruin their reputation. In a surprise move, coronavirus brings through massive healthcare reform for the US and bans guns, and responds to calls from the GOP that what it's doing is inhuman by saying, exactly, I'm a virus and I'm still nicer than you. The world watches in its only time before India too replaces Narendra Modi with measles, Turkey overthrow Erdogan and give the throne to an unknown strain of swine flu, while Britain continue to vote in the Conservatives because of fears a virus may be less discriminatory and that would really ruin the class system. England will remain in Tier 4 for the entirety of the year, with different small hamlets being classed as Tier 1 on rotation to avoid the term national lockdown, and Dudley at one point becoming Tier 7 due to an admin error resulting in it being destroyed in a controlled explosion. Grant Shapps has to do the news rounds the next day, explaining that actually the government had liberated Dudley and very much helped to take it out of Tier 7 or any tier at all. The Nightingale hospitals will be reopened as soon as mid-January, but only for Conservative MPs to hide in when needed to answer questions. Boris Johnson will continue to insist that things will be back to normal with varying timescales, backing up each poorly estimated answer by saying that actually he never specified which year. Government policy in June will announce that COVID can't be that dangerous, as actually austerity killed more people, and so they'll make even more severe cuts to public services in order to kill off people in poverty first before the virus can get to them, saying it's much like removing fuel from a fire. Which is something they also vote against doing in social housing, saying it's necessary for part of their COVID defeating plan and that they can't do everything. Later that same week, during the 4 millionth press conference of the year, Matt Hancock will proudly announce that the government has now done everything. A new £500 billion initiative is announced by the Health Secretary, which involves drones flying the vaccine directly into people. But within the first week of it starting, six people lose an eye and one person has to have an entire drone removed from their anus, so the project is rapidly scrapped. One unexpected development from the vaccine is that many over 80-year-olds who've received it find that as they can go outside and no one else can, they start monopolising the nightlife scene and having masses and masses of unprotected sex. As COVID begins to subside, a huge resurgence of STDs covers Britain instead, and everyone has to stay at home once again in case they catch genital warts or gonorrhea in the supermarket or bingo halls. The impact of Brexit and free ports means pirates resurface on the West Coast, opting for the classic buccaneer style. This leads to mass illegal parrot smuggling for appearance purposes, and subsequently MPs no longer visit the Bristol or Bath areas after fears they'll have their false promises repeated back to them. Due to price rises, Greggs try to capitalise on the lack of French pastry and make their own croissants that they refer to as classic British bread turds. Piers Morgan announces that they're better than vegan sausage rolls, and the country overwhelmingly rises up to eat shit. Difficulties in travelling to the EU and the rate of the euro against the pound also see massive increase in staycations in the UK once again, with some very unlikely holiday hotspots. Holidays in Magaluf instead become enticing teenagers to shag the Wookiee Hole or the Big Pit, have foam parties in the pollution on the shores of the Thames, or just run around a field and hit each other with sticks after drinking cider that someone has made in their car. With COVID killing off the hospitality sector and Brexit killing the financial sector, car manufacturing and fishing trade, many British people are forced to retrain in the only industry left in the country, which is knowing someone in the government and getting paid to deliver PPE you can't actually provide. Unfortunately, after much effort, many members of the public realise actually it's preferable just to be jobless and hungry than make friends with Jacob Rees-Mogg, who returns every single call and is far too eager to hang out and bring Nanny along. Brexiteers, feeling a sudden loss at having won their fight and now having absolutely nothing to have a tantrum about, start petitioning the true democracy will be when they are their own individual sovereign states and they can trade with who they like, resulting in many of them being fired into the sea as they shout freedom. Boris Johnson will resign in spring, saying that he's completed the job of Prime Minister and got it done, before removing the political position from British democracy as he resigns so he can go out undefeated.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The country is left without any head of state at all, and as a result begins to heal and do much better. Johnson embarks on a career of wafting into parties and telling the same story about how, while self-isolating, he attended Parliament with no trousers on 15 times, and once while actually in Parliament, but the BBC kindly edited some on. After her yacht, the dinghy killer, gets shot down by pirates while she's on a recreational weekend trying to find some children to drown, Priti Patel finds herself in a lifeboat trying to get back to the British coast, but is detained by the Coast Guard and sent to an internment camp she set up where no one listens to her pleas, saying that, oh, everyone tries that but I'm the Home Secretary really stuff. Rishi Sunak announces a new COVID economic recovery scheme called Shitting for Britain, encouraging Brits to use the toilets in restaurants and pubs where you have to be a customer to gain access. He and his family demonstrate this by trying to shit their way down the M6, but due to venue closures end up soiling themselves on the roadside by Preston. The Daily Mail and The Sun both use the headline, Dishy Rishi is proud and patriotic. Dominic Raab isn't heard from at all between April and October and is eventually found barely alive in his own cupboard, claiming that he went in to get crisps and then it suddenly went all dark, so he just assumed it was now nighttime and it had been ever since, so he was trying desperately to sleep until the morning, but it was taking ages. Michael Gove is finally captured by Van Helsing, and as he is, the coronavirus immediately stops. No one can say for sure if there's a connection. Angela Rayner has to temporarily take over leadership of the Labour Party after Keir Starmer is unable to leave a restaurant for 15 days as he can't make a definite choice about anything on the menu. In the lead-up to local elections, Labour reveal their new slogan of "We'll be bigots for seats" and lose 80% of their councils as the public say they sounded too woke for trying to provide them with what they want. Zoom gets a like button and what it calls Zeets, and everyone immediately stops using it. You're the only person who isn't confirmed for a cameo in Spider-Man 3. Murder Hornets get their own Netflix show. Things stop being cake, including sadly an August cake, which instead turns out to be bean mulch. But the Great British Bake Off continues to be popular despite reviews that it's now a little samey. Elon Musk announces his intentions to write Bros for Life on The Sun. Nigel Farage starts his 7,008th political party based entirely on bringing back Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. And a new globe-spanning conspiracy theory has started when QAnon tweets that clothes horses are the skeletons of real horses, but the elites have been hiding the existence of these creatures from you. This causes masses of idiots to protest by throwing their clean washing on the floor to save what they call the X-quine. If you want to do well next year, let me suggest you invest in some of the following. Really, really small buttons. Persimmons. The phrase argy-bargy. And, of course, fan pencil drawings of 90s celebrities. That's all I can reveal for now, as frankly it's nice to leave some surprises, isn't it? I aim to be like Disney and just announce a few potential things but leave the most disappointing aspects for you to discover all by yourself after spending money you didn't have on it. I would suggest you keep wearing your masks and also some very thick socks to protect your feet from the robot weevils and something that covers your ears as it'll stop the death worms from Mars getting directly to your brain. But hey, you won't need any of that till September at the earliest, so no need to rush. Take good care of yourselves and others and the planet and that odd lady at the end of your road, because ultimately she'll be the key to destroying the mutants. She just doesn't know it yet. And I shall see you all at the end of 2021, which will be around early October. Mwah. Goodbye. Thanks, Nostradamus, I think. I'm sure that none of that will happen, though last year he did predict that the new Labour leader would be a potato with a face drawn on it, and actually it's been pretty accurate. Anyway, I hope you do have a happy and safe new year, or at the very least, just one that's a bit less shit than 2020 was. I mean, that would absolutely do at the moment. The podcast will return in a couple of weeks. Of course it will. Of course it will. It'll never go away. Please, in the meantime, do give it a lovely, lovely five-star review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, Acast, any of those podcast review sites. Do donate to the ko-fi.com/parpolebro, the Acast supporter button, or join the patreon.com/parpolebro site. And mainly just spread the word about this show if you've enjoyed it at all over the past year and may do next year. Please, please let more people know so we can get even more listeners in 2021. Sure, it's never going to be a top charting... Sure, we're never going to be a top charting show, but that just means that it's still cool and underground, you know, like a nuclear bunker or something. Have a happy new year. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.